You're watching or listening to We Got Your 6 and 6 Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
You have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we are the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be a part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Here's the We P3 team bringing in today's best heroes hits in the boots on the ground organizations that are saving lives. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, hey, welcome to the People's Patriot Project. We got your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. It is Sunday evening, April 17th, and I need to say happy Easter to all of you out there. It's great that you're with us because it's family day. So we appreciate the views. We appreciate you watching. If you've got some comments, please join in. We are bringing this to you, from Minnesota, North Dakota, and Ryan Weaver, our guest here. And I'm sorry, I think I'm going to let him tell you where he's from. Every week we bring you a guest. Many times we have a new musician, and sometimes we bring in old musician friends. Here is where we share all the good and sometimes not so good things happening in our world at the moment. Tonight's show promises to be an evening of fun and amazing discussion. But first, I'm going to ask that you take off your hat and stand if you can and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Awesome. Welcome to tonight's show. I didn't realize how tall I was. Look at that.
Happy Easter, everyone. Thanks for everyone that's showing up. This is not, we've kind of held holidays sacred for families, but you're all our family. So we wanted to make sure that we're here every weekend for our brothers and sisters that, that need us, want to hear us, want to see us screw around, want us to mess around. We've got a ton of people coming on real quick, sharing, and liking and being there. So Just Sam, thanks for being here. Nikki Flowers, Jeremy Sensi, Michael Ledford, people in my house, and Mike Mello. We'll have a bunch of others show up along the way in time as well. And so, but first of all, I mean, to be honest with you, taking time away from his family, taking time away from the day that he gets to probably relax and rest a little bit. Ryan Weaver, thank you for being here, brother.
What's going on, guys? Trying to share this out real quick now that we're live.
Nice.
Trying to do it sideways on my here to see how that works. I don't know, but appreciate you guys having me.
Nice. Yeah, running the phone from the side angle, I don't even know where all the buttons are at this moment. So if I disappear, I'm probably checking my notes so I know what's going on next, but I'll be back.
Got it.
The phone is a little different monster to operate. For those who don't, we use the platform StreamYard. If you're listening to this on podcast version, you don't necessarily get to see all the chaos that's going on and what we're trying to get done. Adam Jones, good to see you, brother. Nikki's here saying happy Easter. But StreamYard gives us an amazing back screen, back studio control system that allows us to control things. It just doesn't work on the phone as well as it does. And Andrea's remote. She's out. She got the chance to go put her paws on a new member of her family. Congratulations. Not so new, but congratulations. And how's it going up there in the great tundra of North Dakota?
You know what? It is so freaking windy up here. It's not even funny. So it snowed about almost 2 feet up here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They didn't have school. Imagine in the middle of April and you have a snow day, but three snow days. First goes because my son is a teacher. And so then we snuck up on Friday. It was pretty clear just when we got close to Bismarck, all the snow is blowing all over. They're digging out. We could hardly get to their house because their development hadn't been cleared out. And lo and behold, we wake up this morning. They got like 3 to 5 more inches of snow. And now we got like 40 mile an hour winds. So it's beautiful up here. It's beautiful up here. And yeah, thanks for that, baby Evelyn. Man, I don't know. They just keep getting cuter and cuter. She's the cutest thing. She's like this big. She was a little early, so she's perfect. Yeah, yes, Jeremy, thank you.
On number 5 of 4,900 grandchildren she's going to have. So
yes,
good Catholic family, good Catholic upbringing, and they're just going to just roll these things out. There's one popping up every. Ryan, where are you calling in from, brother?
My hometown area is Nashville. Calling out of my hometown. Just got back yesterday. Was gone for 3 weeks shooting a movie and was excited to get back home, sleep in my own bed. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Exciting. Another Nashville representative. That's exciting. We end up Nashville a couple times a year and visit artists and create opportunities. And so hopefully we can get you in the mix of that process too. But busy man, very active in the music world, out doing his thing. And it took us a while to get you on, which is perfectly okay. We're just excited to have you here, brother.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate very you inviting much. Me. Always appreciative of folks inviting me on their shows.
Miss Eichmann.
Yes, sir. Mr. Pierce. Yeah, well, we've got a few. Northeast North Dakota is getting him. Northeast is way up there, isn't it? Lance Solberg. It's crazy up here. I don't understand it. All right. So we have the month of the military child, all month of April. And that is where we celebrate the children of those parents who are serving our country. And we have military saves. I'm doing this from memory, you guys. So quiz when we're all done. Military Saves Month, which is where we help the military pay attention to what their debt is and where their money is going, and encouraging the spouses to get involved in that as well and keep track of things to keep it ever so successful in the long run. And then we have news from Minnesota. I picked a Minnesota first responder item for this week. Our Governor Walz has come through. We can discuss all the Minnesota stuff another time, but Governor Walz has come through with a bill for workman's comp. Workman's comp, so to say. So that reaches out to, it's really good. It's fire, Leo, nurse, EMT, healthcare, those who have taken care of first responders and COVID patients. I hope we're getting to the end of that. And what it will do is extend the pay and the time that those heroes need, those frontline workers need, to get back into the My gosh, have they not been busy enough? What about 3 years of just constant boom, boom, boom? And so I hope that's a that goes through and it's good. So thank you, Governor Walz, for that one. And I have to think of myself. April 23rd. Thank you. April 23rd is the anniversary of the Army. Help me out, Peterson. National. Reserve. Oh, Army Reserve. Oh, shoot. 114th.
Would you like me to do it?
Close. Will you just read it for me, please?
I know. Thank you. You're doing amazing, to be honest with you. I didn't know you were doing this from the hip. I could have taken it. I would have been glad to take it.
I'm afraid if I swipe up, I know my face disappears, but I don't know if you guys can hear me. So there we go. Thank you. You read it.
All right. The United States Army Reserve celebrates its 114th birthday here in 2022. That century-plus milestone is a significant achievement for what the Army Reserve official site describes as the most capable, combat-ready, and lethal Federal Reserve force in the history of the nation. And while the United States Marine Corps Reserve might take a bit of exception to that statement, there's no denying that the Army Reserve has played a very important role in American military history. The Army Reserve celebrates contributions to two world wars, the Cold War, Korea, Vietnam, Persian Gulf War, and many other missions. Thank you for all those who have chosen to serve their country as a reservist, as well as all those that have served in other forms of our military and first responder units. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Wow. It's a good thing I took some really good notes that time, huh? And put them into words. Sometimes I do it like abbreviated for me, but that was good. That was very good. Reservist. Thank you. Thank you very much. And Lance was replying to the Walz's action, wishing North Dakota would do something likewise. And yeah, Lance, I hope that would kind of strike the country, you know, like a whip, but it might get here into North Dakota. When I say here, that's odd for me, but.
Well, you know, here's the deal, and this is my perception, this is my belief, and this is what my drive is, because I think it's a piece of us bringing recognition, and we also have had the discussion. I think time for recognition is over with. It's time to put boots on the ground and action in place and make things right. And, you know, I constantly have a conversation about how our country is a very short project when you look at other democracies across the world. We're less than 300 years old, and look at the amazing things that we've done in less than 300 years. Yes, there's been some nasty stuff in our history. Yes, not everyone had the equal liberties and rights from the beginning, but we're growing. And I applaud and compliment those that want to be boots on the ground and have those discussions and being real with those conversations. And so, you know, there's kind of a segue here, because to be honest with you, that's a lot about what Mr. Weaver's music is really all about. It's his drive, it's the mission, it's the passion, and it's about those who have served. And so let's get into that conversation a little bit, Mr. Weaver. Where you've been busy this last week, last month, right?
Yes. Well, it's everybody that doesn't know me out there. I'm a country music artist, retired military as well, 2-time Gold Star family member. Flew Blackhawks in the Army and then transitioned out to move to Nashville as soon as I was done with the military, and been chasing this dream in country music since 2006. toured with the professional bull riders in 18 and 19, did, I believe, 28 arena shows and 3 internationally in Australia. was the patriotic voice. That was the branding they used as the patriotic voice of professional bull riders. And now being former patriotic voice of professional bull riders, and turning into getting into the acting world, which is, I tell you, the last 3 weeks of my life have been an incredible journey. The character I get to play in this movie has, there are so many powerful messages in the movie. And it's also, it's interesting on social media. If anybody follows me on social media, I'm not afraid to clap back at folks and whatever, but the very first thing everybody started saying was, oh, there you go, turning into a liberal and getting involved in the Hollywood world and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's a conservative Christian film company that does conservative films, and their messaging is powerful. Their desire is to change lives. Tryron Productions with Broom Closet Productions as well, or Pictures as well. What I'm going to get to do in this film and what I got to do for the last 3 weeks is just mind blowing. And being the lead character, my first ever acting on anything other than my music videos, a little bit of acting, but there's really no lines or anything on my music videos. that getting the lead role in this was a pretty big chance that they were taking on me. But by the time that we got done with it, a few days into it, they said that it was a perfect match, perfect fit for this character. And I loved it. I love being able to portray something and someone that matters and is hopefully going to make a difference for our veterans and with PTS and our and the anti-human trafficking fight as well. All those are extremely important messages to me. A Night to Remember is the name of the film, K-N-I-G-H-T. And you can go on my social media pages and see some of the stuff that we did over the last 3 weeks. It was pretty incredible to get to do it all. The people there were just amazing, just absolutely amazing.
That's exciting stuff.
That's brother. Way cool. Yes.
That's very exciting. That's too bad that you got to take it on the chin for doing something that's right. And
I take it on the chin for everything on my social media page, and I'm perfectly fine with it. I put on my big boy panties every day. And doesn't bother me at all when I get on there. I comment on Don Jr.'s page, and you know people are going to come out of the woodwork. And I don't take any of it personally because, honestly, the vast majority of those folks that are attacking or saying things wouldn't say it to my face, and I know that. And it's all good. I mean, if you're willing to take a stand in this country, you're going to have people trying to attack you for it regardless. And they need to come correct if they're going to come at me, because I'm gonna clap back with the reality, and their feelings really don't matter to me. But
the point, I mean, I think it's important to be educated and be educated on both sides and understand and don't buy into the conspiracies. There are conspiracies, and I think there's some things going on, but at the same time, keep true, keep yourself, know where your lanes are. Do you help your brothers and sisters? No, I'm excited to do this. And you say that's Night to Remember with K-N-I-G-H-T, right?
Yes, Night to Remember. If you guys all want to go follow that page, did a bunch of behind the scenes photography and videos and whatnot. We're going to be promoting it. It's going to probably take about a year to edit. It'll be getting out next year. We're going to be releasing it next year. We've already got several other projects in the works, including music videos and whatnot. You know, I like to stay busy with concerts and motivational speaking engagements and filming music videos, different things like that. If I'm not busy and I'm sitting still at home, I get anxious. And, you know, this was an awesome, incredible, out of the blue opportunity that I was given. And spending 3 weeks away from home, it was like back in the, you know, back in the army days on a short deployment or something, but it really didn't suck. I can't compare it to deployment by any stretches, but as opposed to just being away from my wife for the first time, as long as we had been away from each other. And it's great to get back home. It's going to be an incredible film. You guys follow it on social media. My website is ryanweaver.net, and my social media links are on my homepage on my website. And we'll be posting a whole bunch of stuff as it goes, as this progresses. But it's not like my music videos usually took a couple of months to get edited. This is a feature film It's a full-length feature film. And once we start getting the distribution out there and the promotion of it, marketing, obviously we're going to be doing a huge promotion for this across the nation. There'll be a lot more coming out as it goes further along.
Well, and let us know whatever we can do to help promote that as well. That's what we do. It's what we want to be part of. And it's just part of sending the right message forward. And that's what we believe in. And staying constant. The first song that we've got set up for you is Burn. Anything you want to say about Burn?
Yeah, I mean, this was the song and video that were the launching pad essentially to my career. I mean, I had Crank It already out, and it did pretty well on television networks, and Burn came out, and that really jumped up my concert performances, the level of concert performances that I was doing regionally for the most part up until Burn came out, and then moved a little bit further out. And that actually, because of that song, the song and video, was it got me a show to raise money for the American Soldier Network with Annie Nelson, and out in Colorado for Freedom Fest, and opened up for Doc N. Warrant and Jack Russell's Great White. CEO of the Professional Bull Riders was there. He was the PBR was a sponsor of the event because they're huge, immense supporters of our hero communities and first responder, military, and law enforcement. And he loved my story, my background, and he loved the performance. He loved the show. And it was we have the two of the Benghazi heroes in there, Chris Peronto and John Tigan. Paramount gave us authorization to use the trailer clips from the film 13-Hour Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. I co-wrote the song with my good friend Craig Wilson. And it was I'm super proud of that project. It's all self-funded, fan-funded. And it's a killer video. I love it.
All right. Sit back. We got Ryan Weaver with Burn.
It is important to remember that some of us come home at a price, and that some families are not so fortunate to have loved ones come home at all. Give thanks that you may reach that place. I do. CW2 Aaron A. Weaver, KIA, 8 January 2004, Iraq.
13 Hotel, inbound.
When you dare to take a breath, don't care about no medals on your chest. You're a steely-eyed killer shadow in the night. You were born to fight. You gotta light 'em up before they burn it down. Better dig deep and put 'em in the ground. Hellbound, save us all before they burn it down. It's a long way to home, but you won't take the hard road all alone. Just look to your left and look to your right. You gotta light 'em up before they burn it down. Better dig deep and put 'em in the ground. Blood on their hands, they're hellbound. Save us all before they burn it down. before they burn it down. Better dig deep and put them in the ground. But on their hands, yeah, they're hellbound. Save us all. Before they burn it down.
That's kind of funny. Mike's got a, where did you get those pants? First of all, I'm of the belief that sometimes you got to start from the bottom and build it back up. And we gotta fix a problem. There is a problem. And I just appreciate the truth in that story. It's got to be proactive.
Absolutely. Well, to answer Mike, your question, those were custom pants made by a great friend of mine here in town, Deborah Volley. She made them for me. We actually made them for the Burn music video, and then I ended up using them at the World Finals in Vegas when Steven Tyler from Aerosmith was the headliner for the Professional Bull Riders at the World Finals in Vegas. And I was the headliner in 17, which nobody knew who I was. No, nobody had any idea who I was, and was singing to my first sold out arena with my band there. And my first show in 18 was Madison Square Garden, but those pants we used those, and they've been hanging on a hanger since. I haven't pulled them out since. Hopefully we'll get them in a PBR rock bar, a Hard Rock Cafe or something down the line if things continue on the route that they're going.
That's awesome.
No telling. That's awesome. There was one thing that I wanted to mention about that video that I didn't say at the beginning. We lost our dad. I lost my dad on January 10th, and that was his voice at the beginning reading my brother Aaron, who was killed in Iraq in 2004, a quote that he wrote in his Warrant Officer Candidate School photo album. Getting my dad's voice on that video. It's really tough to hear his voice now that he's gone, because he's the greatest man I ever knew, or that I've ever known. And there's a significance to everything that I try and do. There's a message to everything that I try and do, and having him on there was just it's priceless. I'll never be able to replace that.
With you, brother. And I know your brother's name is mentioned at the beginning of the video. What was his name again?
Aaron Weaver. He was he was in Somalia in the ambush in Mogadishu with the 3rd 75th, Bravo Company, 3rd 75th. He was one of the Rangers on the ground in Somalia for that. Then he was a cancer survivor, was non-deployable, got a waiver to be deployed, but he had to get bi-monthly blood screenings for his cancer to make sure it didn't come back. And he was flying as a passenger in a medevac to the hospital to get one of those when it was shot down and killed everyone on board. And that I was in Iraq with him. Well, I was with 1st Armored Division. He was with the 82nd. We were deployed there. And I came home to his funeral. And then, so then we also honored my brother-in-law, Randy Billings, who was killed in action on December 17th in 2013. He was piloting a Black Hawk in Afghanistan when an IED took the tail boom off on a mountainside. And they did have a passenger that was ejected and survived at the top of the mountain, but the rest of the crew rolled down the mountain and were killed in action. So we are a two-time Gold Star family, and we honored them at the end there with their, honored the Benghazi 4 that we lost, and also my two brothers, Aaron and Randy.
That's amazing.
And with you, with your family, thank you. Your family for the service and all those the things that they've sacrificed. It is part of our mission also, because they're not gone unless we forget their names. And so that's one of the reasons why I constantly remember to say their names. Randy Billings, Aaron Weaver, thank you. With that, this is a good time right now to put the names in your mind that you need to do your buddy checks. Those that are the strongest need some of the help as well. Reach out to your brothers and sisters. It's a holiday. Today's the perfect day. Do it during the show. Do it while we're talking right now. Reach out to those that you miss. Reach out to those that you're concerned about. And reach out to those that you think everything's fine and dandy. I'll be honest with you. I have a tough time making this statement, and I'm going to continue to say it till we can't say it anymore. But since we started the People's Patriot Project, we have lost zero people in our network to suicide. We've lost zero. Knock on wood. And I did a buddy check. I did a buddy check about 4 weeks ago, and he called me 3 weeks later to say that 2 days after I'd done the buddy check, he had an attempt, and that hurts my soul a little bit. And I've been very honest and clear and real with him. And at the same time, it just means that our job's not done, and we're going to continue to move forward and make sure that we have all the tools that we need to have in the pockets and available to those that need them. We always talk about, and that was my Easter post today, let's get them all the way home, people. And we do that by being there as a supportive unit, as family members, as brothers and sisters in combat, brothers and sisters in service in the first responder units, and just being available. Look for the clues, look for the hints, and reach out to those people that seem that they're just maybe detaching a little bit. That's what I'm going to say. So, gosh, I want to get rid of this banner. Sorry. Not that it's a bad thing, but what did we have for dinner today? Anything fancy? Anything special?
We ate spaghetti and invited my mother-in-law over for spaghetti because we both love spaghetti. So
perfect.
That was my special meal.
Now, so I'm a food snob. For those who watch the show, know, was it spaghetti from a jar, and that's okay,
It was a mix. It was a mix from some. My wife kind of mixes in. We have a couple of our favorite minimalist spaghetti sauces that, and then she'll add her own flair to it. So kind of a mix of both.
And Eichmann, you're not at home, so you don't get to create the menu this year. What, tell us about anything awesome? Anything bad? Don't say anything. Tell us all about the great food you had today.
You want me to say the bad stuff? No, I'm kidding. There isn't any. Look, I'm in this really cool office. I need to thank my daughter-in-law's parents, her mom, Holly, and her bonus dad, Scott. He's a big-time patriot, true American from the northern border, but they're amazing hosts. And so she ran the gamut. She had ham was the meat. And then she had mashed potatoes, skin on mashed potatoes with some gravy. And she had scalloped potatoes with this cheesy, it was good, very good. Fresh potatoes. I haven't had potatoes in so long. Stuffing, green bean casserole. I got to think. Oh, and scalloped corn. And then she made cute little parfait cups of pudding. I think Austin's favorite thing is this banana cream stuff. So she made little pudding cups for dessert even. It was very sweet. Very sweet.
Is Austin getting fatter being up there with the in-laws?
No, because he's coaching wrestling. So he's maintaining his physique. Right, yeah, he's good. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, they're fanatics about it.
I gotta kind of come clean on something because I may have led people in thinking something that didn't necessarily happen the way that I presented it. And we had amazing food in the Peterson house this weekend. We had brisket, we had smoked turkeys, smoked clam pasta. We had pasta as well. And I had kind of made a thing about smoked peeps. Okay. I'm going to come clean. There really were no smoked peeps. I had the peeps. I put them in the smoker. They make these brown cappuccino chocolate.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Yeah. I've had those.
And so I exchanged them. You're such a and I made head. Everyone believe in my house that I'd smoked these peeps, and they couldn't figure it out. And the great part is everyone on Facebook, thank you, Mr. Jones. Everyone on Facebook, I should have loaded it to show people tonight. Maybe we'll forget the next song. I'll load it up. It does look real. I did stage it a little bit, But I'm going to tell you what, the brisket was real and the smoked turkeys are real. And for those who don't know, I've been nominated to be in the Char Championship in Kansas City. It has nothing to do with cooking. It actually has to do with people involvement and the network coming out and saying, hey, I think Peterson can do this. And I'm using it as the platform, again, to bring awareness and to help the People's Patriot Project. That's the reason why I'm doing it. But I was nominated. We will be. And here's my deal. Ryan, maybe this is where we can fit you in. If we make it, I want to set up a tent at the Barbecue Championship down in Kansas City. And we want to set up a tent and have some musicians show up and play music, patriot music, for our veterans and first responders and people that are there. Would you be interested in doing something like that?
It depends on the schedule and what I've got going on. I know the next couple of months are about to get crazy, so.
Yeah, I totally get it.
And exactly.
I don't think this happens until 2023, and so we'll get it all figured out. Yeah, the daughter, so I walked in with these hot pads like they were hot, set them on the table, and it was funny. It was funny, but it was a ruse. I was trying to make people think that don't put those beefs in your smoker. Don't put them in your grill. You're going to make a mess. I promise.
Okay. I'm doing the popcorn thing. Listen, I got a comment on this thing. Look at Adam Jones. Funny Adam Jones. Ham and brown rice that we didn't have to drive 40 minutes to find.
Well, we appreciate that, Adam Jones.
Adam, you're awesome.
Yes. Me and Andrea were down in Georgia this last. That wasn't fall. Me. That was during school year. Actually, it was the fall.
Yeah.
And they were cooking for an event, like they always do, the Feed the Heroes Foundation. It was their event. Excuse me, a little burpy burp. And I need to remind Lee Williams, do not smoke those peeps because.
Okay, take that down. Don't put that. That's
Corey was concerned about Lee because he was really interested in it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. don't. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? They're up to, they can handle, they're adults. They can figure this out. Anyway.
Well, we were trying to see where we could fit in and help Adam because there was so much going on. And I'm like, I don't even know what I can do. They make brown rice in these big, huge pans. So I was like, butter, 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 rice. And I don't know what else we put in there, seasoning stuff. But we had to drive around. That was like, keep Mark and Andrea busy and out of the way. Have them go find brown
rice. That's what it was.
So we did that. And it was quite the adventure. And then we just showed up like half hour late for the event because, you know, mapping programs. Beware the mapping programs. We were on the other side of town when we should have been at that beautiful park where the event was.
And not to mention, I won't even say it. Georgia's a different part of the world. It just is.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And that's where we met Bobby. Well, we met so many people. Yeah, it was fun.
Bobby Henlein.
Yeah.
Love Bobby.
Yeah.
Great kid.
Great man. Great spirit. Been through it all. Thank you, Brian. We got a couple conversations going on at the same time right now.
An American Warrior Garage was there. And what's the fishing one? I forget their name.
Don't get me stuck on that one. My brain is not capable of handling
that. I know. And then the one guy, the social media guy. Oh, my gosh. I'm bad at names. Dan is his name, I think.
Georgia Landscaper.
Yeah, there we go. Landscaper. No, it was fun. Adam, thanks for the reminder on that one. That's awesome. That is awesome. He wants to, Adam, now you know. Tackle box. Thank you, Adam. I knew it had. Operation Tackle Box. There we go. That is good. Did my part.
Well, next up on our playlist, Mr. Weaver, we have Let's Talk About Heroes.
I was actually hoping you'd be able to get No Second Chance in there second, so we could finish up.
We can do that that way, too.
If we can, that would be great, because we just came out with Let's Talk About Heroes. And, with No Second Chance, there's a great friend of mine, it's like family, Tony Ryan. He had dual throat cancer, had been through the ringer. 3 days before we shot this music video, he had his a feeding tube taken out because he wasn't able to swallow because the radiation and chemo essentially just melted everything in the back of his throat and his throat. So he was having to be fed through a tube. But we initially were thinking this was going to be a celebration of life video for him. He gives so much to the hero community. He contributes and both in volunteering and financially to hero supporting nonprofit organizations. His heart is as good as gold. He's just such an incredible human being. And we wanted to do something that I wanted to do something exciting. The song was written for NCAA football or basketball to try and get licensed for sports networks. And we haven't gotten it yet, but hopefully we'll be able to open up some doors with that. And then, but the video itself, we just got to do a bunch of really cool stuff. I mean, for the third time ever since the day Aaron died, I flew Blackhawks in the Army, but flew the day he died. But I've flown in R-22, R-44, little mosquito helicopters a couple of times since. And in this video, actually flew another R-44 helicopter. He got on his airboat. We got to fly in an aerobatic plane. First time I've ever been inverted in an aircraft. Big Toot is the name of the aircraft. That was a great friend of Tony's. Tommy is the guy who it's his plane, but they were just it was such an amazing opportunity to spend time with a man who had just, fought a really, really heavy fight. And then a couple of days after the video, he actually had to go in and have his lymph nodes taken out, and they cut him from his ear all the way down to his esophagus. And he's back in again. He was cancer free for a little bit, and he's back in again. His cancer may or may not. I haven't heard from him in the last couple of days. I got to message him, but may or may not be back. But he's just a good dude. But super fun video to do. This one was got to do a lot of really cool stuff. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Awesome. We have Ryan Weaver, No Second Chance.
Hey, Ryan, if anybody knows, we do. You don't get a second chance on life.
Tony, it's funny that you said that. I just downloaded this app called No Second Chance. Put it on your phone. It says to live the greatest day ever, swipe left.
That's cool. What are we waiting for?
Let's do this.
Wanna be on top? Ooh, you gotta love it, live it. chance. No second chance. No second chance.
That was the greatest day ever.
Yeah, it was.
I like that, and I'm going to tell you why that speaks volumes to me, because it's a gigantic piece to the People's Patriot Project mission, and not to steal your stuff, or I mean that's Ryan Weaver's stuff, and I greatly appreciate it. But in the process to recalibrate our veterans and first responders, it is essential to put new memories into their brains, memories that are shock and awe, things that are different, things that will recalibrate them from the thoughts will never go away. Their service thoughts will never go away. The fact that we've lost brothers and sisters will never go away. That stuff will never go away. And the fact that we'll still have firefighters running into burning buildings, EMS personnel kneeling on the pavement, holding the hands of people taking their last breath, police officers getting spat on and trying to figure out what the heck they have to do today to do their job. And then our veterans who have slept in the battle hole or had slept out in inclement weather or ate food that or time away with their family, all that. None of that stuff goes away. But what we can do is recalibrate that. Recalibrate it to the point where we're reaching out to our brothers and sisters and making sure that we not only do we remember, but we're going to put some action into this that shows them that we haven't forgot about them, that we haven't forgot about what they've done, haven't forgotten. So thanks for that video. Thanks for that message. That's it's essential. It's important. And again, people are rattling off how great they or how much they appreciate that song as well.
Right on. Yeah, I think it, one of the funny things and you know, as far as being called a country music artist or whatever, a lot of my music is cross genre. I grew up listening to 80s rock. I grew up listening to modern rock. I did really started listening to country music when Garth Brooks and Reba were, I didn't listen to it before then. I listened to pop music and hip hop and all that stuff. I mean, I had such an eclectic listening, you know, song list, but everybody, it's funny that people think that you have to be in a specific genre to, you know, or call yourself as that's not country music or I don't know what kind of music that is or whatever. I mean, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's music. And if there's a positive message that comes with the music, which I try and put positive messages in there that aren't necessarily patriotic every time, but put positive messages in there that mean that aren't your typical, you know, I'm sitting on a tailgate drinking beer underneath the moonlight, watching fireflies, fishing on a riverbank with my Coors Light girlfriend or cut off jeans and flip flops after we just went to a bonfire in a Friday night football game. I didn't, you know, there's a song, every single song is about that kind of stuff. And I just
forgot the dog.
I went and lost my dog and my horse ran off on me and my wife, you know, took my kids, all that kind of stuff. Or the house burned down or whatever, anyway, but because I was smoking in bed. I don't know. But thing is, I grew up in a household, 11 people at one time with, you know, family that my dad was married a couple of times and steps, halves, and, you know, real blood siblings. But, and we didn't grow up, we grew up humbly. We didn't grow up with a lot. So a lot of the things, you know, the pickup trucks and all that kind of stuff, I couldn't have afforded a pickup truck to be able to, or the gas for it. I mean, I had a motorcycle when I was a kid. And, you know, it was just, I try and write about things that matter to me that fit my upbringing. And I never went to bonfire parties in high school and all that kind of stuff. So I think that the message in music needs to be genuine. It's just like anything that we do. It needs to be genuine and people can see clean through when it's not, when it's contrived and that kind of, and whatnot. So I write what I feel and I love my live shows are slamming, rocking 80s rock over the top, high energy, like the live performance scenes that you see in Burn. That's what the show is about. It's not necessarily overtly patriotic, although I am patriotic. We do have patriotic ribbons running through the show, but there are a lot of just slamming, having a good time on stage. That's really
I appreciate that. Yeah. And we tell people all the time that we bring on. So I appreciate you in the fact that you and hundreds of other musicians didn't get to go to the School of Juilliard. They didn't get to go and do a program right out of high school. You guys went and laced up the boots and went and served your country first and then jumped through those hoops. And so you're starting later than normal because, again, we have a musician, national musician, who talks about how he doesn't tell people his age because the industry is so key on how old they are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's an interesting conversation. And when you're putting a minimum of 4 to 6 years behind everyone else's head start, I think you're above and beyond. And it doesn't have to be edge to edge patriotic. It doesn't have to be edge to edge. You know, every veteran's got an issue. That's not true. Not every veteran has an issue. Not every, we can live America. And that is kind of what we are all about. We, the people, right, live in America, doing our thing. I did get the links up to the A Night to Remember Facebook page for everyone. Get on there, follow Mr. Weaver, follow this this movie, and support it. It's great to have a veteran in the position to be able to get his message or put his message out there.
I'd love to talk about that a little bit more if you guys are cool with that.
Absolutely.
Kind of tell everybody what we're doing. So, I initially got cast for to be the younger version. My character's name is David Shepherd Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, which is where the Knight to Remember comes into play. Character is a Special Forces Vietnam veteran, written that he trained Rambo on the fiction side of things, trained Rambo as a Special Forces guy, but his entire team gets killed in Vietnam. And he comes back from combat with PTS and obviously survivor's guilt and the different things that our veterans, my brothers and sisters in arms, deal with on a regular basis. And we go through the one thing about a lot of Christian films that are out there is that they pull punches on some things because of the Dove Awards and whatever. And that kind of stuff. But we didn't pull any punches on this. We wanted it to be a genuine message. It is an independent film, and it's a lower budget film. Some of the uniform stuff in there, we had to make some adaptations because once I came on board, I was kind of their first military consultant on it, and their budget for uniforms and whatnot was already expended. So we had to get some extra things just to kind of make it more realistic. And my hopes are that folks will look past the small uniform issues that we had for Vietnam veterans and understand that we were trying to do the best that we could to make it as accurate and as, because I know that a lot of people get stuck on that stuff. And it's one of the things that I'll talk about on a regular basis when we're out promoting it. But I was fortunate that Rich Rice, a Special Forces God and a Special Forces community from the 5th Special Forces Group in Vietnam, I was able to wear his awards on my class aides in that film. It was pretty, well, as he comes back from Vietnam and he's dealing with PTS sometime in the timeline, which actually isn't depicted in the movie, when his wife and kids are killed by a drunk driver as well. So he suffers a second pretty tragic loss. He's dealing with all of those. And the last words that he was, spoke to his wife were that, she couldn't fix him and that he felt that he didn't want to be home anymore. He wanted to be back with his men in combat. All those things that our heroes deal with on a regular basis, the psychological side of it and the difficulties, the mentality that a lot of our brothers and sisters in arms that are suffering are dealing with. And then he comes back to his hometown and there's a motorcycle gang that's trafficking kids. And let's just say that David Shepherd Knight takes care of all of them the way they should be taken care of. So, and then he finds God in the process. As I said, it is a faith-based film. So he finds God in the process of all of that. And there is a character named Goliath in there that he fights against David fighting against Goliath. So there are a lot of biblical references throughout the film. It's not super overt, in that regard, but it is powerful and meaningful. And it's a message of hope for our heroes, for those who have lost people in their lives and are going through dark places. And I will tell you that if you look at some of the behind the scenes photographs on it, my background of losing my brothers and, of course, my dad dying recently, and my military background, along with, for this character, there were a lot of times I didn't have to act. Delivering the lines without sounding like a couple of cats fighting in a water bucket was the acting, because me crying or being extremely emotional and saying things that when my brother died that I would have said and probably did say, when my brothers died, we just wanted to with less than 1% of the entire United States ever serving in the military, much less going to combat. It's extremely important that people understand what our heroes are going through and the psychological aspects of PTS, and we raise awareness for it. But I have asked the folks doing the movie that they allow me to do a PSA at the beginning of it for our screenings to let veterans know that there are things in this movie that are a gut punch that will really bring out, trigger memories, different things. I hate using the word triggered because it turned into such a political snowflake thing, trigger emotional triggers, psychological triggers for our heroes out there. But there are some of the scenes that we put in this that are brutal. I mean, brutal. It was brutal from my background, it was brutal for me to act them or to do them myself. Psychologically took a toll. If I would have done method acting and been like Heath Ledger does, where he doesn't get out of character for the entire time I was there, I'd have probably driven myself crazy because of some of the PTS things that we do. But my hopes are that we can get a bunch of folks out there to support it that want to be involved in helping the film get out there. Like you said, it's going to take us about a year to get the editing done on it. But if everybody goes to my Facebook page at Ryan Weaver Country on Instagram as well, both Ryan Weaver Country are my Instagram and Facebook, some of my TikTok videos and whatnot. And you'll get to see some behind the scenes, and we'll continue to post stuff about it as it progresses. And for anyone that wants to help support, get the film out there. It is an independent film. And just like my music videos, it's all funded. This one is, most films are funded by investors, but we also are bringing other folks on board to support the film and get it out there.
The unfortunate piece in the fact that you have to do the PSA announcement, I suppose that's redundant there, but it's not, you don't have to show this stuff for the people that lived it. And unfortunately it causes them to have to relive the event or relive the experience. It is essential for people who have no clue. The other 97% of the people who get to lay their, I'll go there because I feel that way, their big fat heads on the pillows of freedom that have been provided for them, that don't worry or are concerned about no one kicking in their back door right now, because they've been giving these freedoms, these liberties, and these opportunities because of our brothers and sisters who have done what they've done, gone and served. And you know what? We can get into that whole conversation, and I'll gladly field the conversation if anyone wants to go there about, you know, what wars should we have been involved in or not been involved? That's not the point we're trying to make here, folks. And if that's the hook you want to hang this on, there's a lot of wars I wish we weren't involved with and shouldn't have probably been involved with. But the bottom line is, we are sending our 17-year-olds to 21-year-olds into these theaters because they want to make a difference. That has nothing to do with the upper echelon making their choices and decisions. So this is where we're at. Let's support them. Let's help them. Let's get them all the way home. Let's support Mr. Weaver and his film. Let's support him and his music. We will get him up on WP3 Radio hopefully this week. We'll get Nikki on that, and we'll start doing some spins and getting you supported in that manner.
Thanks a bunch, Jeremy. I appreciate the call.
Yes, Absolutely. We got great followers, man. We got great people that I do want to say real quick, I do a little sorry because we're not sure on our end how it's affecting, but Mr. Felsky, someone may have pushed a button that they shouldn't have pushed at some point tonight. We apologize. Apparently some of your comments were blocked. It wasn't because they needed to be blocked. It was just a thing that happened, man. It's the private dropped his rifle in formation, and we all get to look at him now and say, what a goofball. And no one's got to take ownership. I'll take ownership. It's all good. Andrew, you want to talk about what we're doing and where we're going this week?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I don't know what you caught me off guard. We're going to
I threw you under the bus.
Look at that. We're going to the Chatto Foundation event in Leander, Texas at the VFW Legion. Shoot. It's a beautiful building out in the country. You know what? We've traveled in these places that are amazing, and sometimes there's my boots and the star. Okay, so we're going down to we're gonna fly to Austin. We're going to meet up with a new friend named Kimberly who's going to help us make some future plans. And that's on Friday. We're going to go watch Dom Coors. Oh, shoot. What's the brewery, Peterson?
Moving on.
Yep, he's down there. We are going to – that's Eric. That is Chad Oligschlager's father. And that's me in the red shirt. We're on the bench dedicated to Chad. He – came to a very unfortunate end while waiting for a bed. And that's all in his story, which we have available to you. But we do like to support their foundation. And it's really an awareness of all the help that's out there besides the drugs, the Band-Aids. If you're wanting to get outside those Band-Aids, they have got great connections. We have great connections through them for that type of support. So that's Saturday. And then we fly back real quick on Sunday morning. And Sunday night, we'll be back right here at 1800 Central Standard Time. And I have zero idea who our guests are coming up. Peterson, you have to help me on that one, too.
We'll get that out this week. I'm not taking those steps right now. Mr. Weaver, are there any foundations or organizations you want to shout out or mention?
I work directly with the Warrior Shield Foundation. They're a nonprofit organization that initially started working with the 14th Hour Foundation with Chris Peronto and the Beyond the Battlefield Foundation with John Tigan. And we have a concert down in Orlando September 11th weekend with opening for Molly Hatchett, fundraising for the Wheelchairs for Warriors that are out of Texas. And essentially, the Warrior Shield Foundation is kind of like the Angie's List vetting nonprofit organizations, smaller nonprofit organizations. To support them, they have the Warrior Riders Motorcycle Club that helps out with the logistics side of things. And they do their national headquarters out of Orlando, does an annual event. They're probably going to be moving to two, but if anybody's interested in supporting that event or sponsoring that event for the entertainment piece or whatever it is, feel free to reach out to me on social media. I'll forward you over to the Warrior Shield Foundation folks. They're amazing people. The president of the board is one of my best friends. I would trust him with my life. He's as honest as it gets. As a lot of folks out there wonder about the nonprofit organizations, because there's so many of them, as to whether they're legit or not, or doing the right thing. I won't put my name behind an organization if I don't feel that they're doing the right thing. As a matter of fact, I'll speak out against them. That's just the way that I am. But the Warrior Shield Foundation is doing amazing things for our patriots. And I've known the folks at Wheelchairs for Warriors for quite some time now, for several years, and they are amazing people as well. Super excited about getting involved with them. I have a concert down in San Antonio, and it's May. I'd have to look at my calendar. It's on my website for Whiskey and Warriors. Gold Star spouse Jessica, she's putting on the event. We're going to do a full concert in May down in Texas. Super excited about that, but to support two different nonprofit organizations in that regard. So hopefully you guys will check out my social media pages, look for the posts, and come out and support those organizations, but also get to rock out on the countryside with a killer concert.
That is very cool. Where is the May concert, did you say?
I believe San Antonio. It is on my it's on my website. I believe we've got it listed on my website and tickets and all that kind of stuff are there. At ryanweaver.net if folks are interested, but I believe it's the San Antonio area.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yes, thank you.
I appreciate the fact that you speak out, because and that is actually in the bylaws of the People's Patriot Project. You know, there's roughly 40,000 organizations across the country that say they are veteran supporters and or first responder supporters. And I personally, I haven't gone through, we have roughly 180 boots on the ground organizations in our affiliation, but I struggle. And we said from the beginning, we would help cut the fluff. You are creating a hindrance if you are not helping our veterans and say you are. And you're also taking some of the resources that it takes for those of us who are really aggressively boots on the ground trying to save as many people as we're trying to save. When veterans are reaching out, they're in crisis. And when first responders are reaching out, they're in crisis now. They need answers now, and they don't need to deal with whatever, I don't know what the right word is.
Your stuff. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Your stuff. So
it's ingenuous.
Yes.
It is. It is kind of like my peeps, and I will have to, I'll come clean on that.
There's my peeps. I was a faker,
but look how beautifully golden brown they turned.
There
they are. They're there. My peeps.
That's awesome.
You're a peephead, Peterson.
You know, I know, but I still have one for you if you like one. And,
you can keep your peeps.
The turkey is crack turkey. It's I do a wine honey brine for 3 days on those things, and me and my son almost took care of one turkey by ourselves today, so that's why we have to make two every time, and it's perfect. It's perfect. We're excited to come down to Texas. Remember, we are the opportunity to serve. For those who haven't had the chance to serve in their lives and wanted to, reach out to us. We have a plethora of opportunities for you. There's many ways that we could use you and support across the country. We are also the beacon of hope for those that are in need of help and or resources. Don't be afraid to reach out. We are here for you. We constantly talk about being boots on the ground, and we are aggressive and we are forthcoming with that. Adam Jones can't talk like that on the show, buddy. It's a family-friendly show. That's true. It's spatchcock. That's the way you prepare turkeys or chickens or birds of any kind. Take the backbone out, lay them flat. It's awesome. Awesome. A little note. Ryan, do you know Adam Jones by chance?
His name sounds familiar. I probably have met him.
He says, I've got a little note here on the side that him and Feed the Heroes Foundation fed you and your crew for the Let's Talk About Heroes.
I was wondering, I'm like, where have I heard it from? Yes, absolutely. I mean, great people. Yeah, we did. It's a great, great transition to that video. But yeah, no, they were with us throughout that shoot. We had so many great people. When you're doing things as an independent artist, you don't have the millions of dollars to be able to take care of everything that you need to take care of. So sponsorships in that regard for, you know, catering and whatnot, and you name it, they're important, in-kind sponsorships, that kind of stuff. And their food was amazing. The first couple of days, I was pretty much, my thumb is on the pulse. When I do my music videos, I'm directly involved in every aspect of it. And I really didn't have a whole lot of time to eat the first couple of times. But then when I did get to eat, just amazing food. But their attitudes and positivity to support that part of the music video was just incredible, because we had a bunch of people there that were working long hours and a really aggressive shooting schedule. And we put together a music video that I'm incredibly proud of. The message is powerful. It supports all of our heroes. Co-wrote it with Dave Bray, who's a Navy veteran, and Craig, my friend Craig as well. We honor our heroes in law enforcement, first responders, and the military community with it. And got Don Jenkins, Medal of Honor recipient, in it, which is pretty killer to have him in it. I've known Don for several years. We had Jessica Lynch, who was the first female POW in the history of American combat, in it. Diana Muller, really good friend of mine, professional shooter, an amazing human being, and the founder of the DC Project. It's a nonprofit organization that believes in education of our women, not legislation as far as gun control is concerned, but having our women out there in the United States supporting Second Amendment, being actively involved in that fight. So, you know, so many different positive people in there. And Heath Smith is the executive producer essentially on the video, and he actually stars in the video as well. Red, white, and blue bleeding, God loving Americans that, you know, they're like family to me. And I look at this project, and we have never forgotten that I did with the Professional Bull Riders, but the Professional Bull Riders owns that video, and my family's in it. My dad's in it, and we honored fallen law enforcement, first responders, military. But this project was entirely different because it was all self-funded, fan-funded. And we had so many folks like Adam that came on board to support us to get this project done. I love Burn because it was it was the launching pad for my career, but this has so far been my crowning achievement as far as music is concerned. And it also was the catalyst for me getting this role in this film, because the production company, Triron Productions or Triron Pictures, was owned by Bill Ron. He was a producer on the music video, and he passed away just a couple weeks before they filmed this movie that I was just in, and he was supposed to direct it. So they lost the director, but he was the producer on it. And the gentleman who is called Pulling Focus, but he's focusing for the camera off camera. But he ended up directing this film, and had they not done that video with me, I likely would not have been in this film, which was going to be a life-changing experience for me as well. So super proud of it. And thank you so much, Adam, for what you did to support us on that. And this we just came out with a few months ago, and it's doing better than anything I've ever put out. And we haven't put a whole lot of money behind the marketing because we used all of the budget essentially. We did get some more marketing dollars off of a concert, which we did a video push to television. And surprisingly enough, as well as this is doing on social media, it did not get picked up by a whole lot of television networks because apparently it's too patriotic during this time and too conservative, I guess. But having said that, we're still pushing it, and I'm super proud of the project, and I hope that everybody that's watching really loves it as much as we do.
It was, I do have to say, those people, Adam Jones and his team, are some of the most genuine people they actually are carrying a We the People guide on that was awarded to them for being boots on the ground and non-biasedly going out and serving. And there's not many of those guide ons out there. We've got another one we're getting ready to award, but we're hoping that we create this this venue and opportunity where it is only for those that are elite and specifically targeting in saving lives. And so Adam Jones, congratulations, brother. Thank you for all the service and support you provide for everyone. You people are the dudes, and you got some dudettes in there too, because we've been down there and we've seen them. So thank you for your service, brother. And that's your service in the military and your service as your organization. So thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Ryan did a great segue right into his own song. Hang tight, Ryan, if you will, please. We'll do a little post show, but just between us, it's not live, but we do some collaborative talk and see where we can help support you some more. Again, happy Easter to all those. Thank you for joining us this Sunday at We Got Your Six at 6 Patriot Playtime. Come check us out again next Sunday, as we'll probably be dragging a little tail, and that's okay. It's worth it because we know all those that are out there. Remember, we have brothers and sisters out there serving us right now, so we can sit here and have these conversations. We can sit and have great food today. Go ahead, Andrea.
Paul Korzenko is next week.
Paul Korzenko.
Cougar Vet Tuck.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
Yeah. That'll be a good one. Yeah, it's going to be good. So.
All right. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all your support. We got Ryan Weaver. Let's talk about heroes.
Hey, y'all. Dinner's ready in 20.
Daddy, why was Grandpa a hero?
He risked his life so we could be free.
What happened to Grandpa in the war?
Sitting on the water, Dad told a story about Grandpa flying through the skies like a rocket, both engines flaming out. Escape from the bottom of a freedom bird falling, the only one to make it home. Till a brother with a bugle played a sad song for him, standing in the rain alone. Let's talk about heroes, about the ones not someone gave their life. Talk about always standing when others can't, and those who hold the line. Talk about heroes, and their loved ones left behind. A young girl walked over and handed me a badge. I knelt down to ask her why. Said my father was an officer caught in the crossfire, saving another life. I still remember a dark day in December when we cried to his last call. An amazing grace when the bagpipes played for my daddy who gave it all. Let's talk about heroes, about the ones not afraid to fight. Someone gave their life. Talk about always standing when others can't, and those who hold the line. Talk about heroes and the loved ones left behind. They gave their lives for you and I. Let's talk about heroes, about the ones not afraid to fight. Talk about freedom, 'cause someone gave their life. Let's talk about heroes, about the ones not afraid to fight. Talk about freedom, 'cause someone gave their life.
Buddy,
I saw Grandpa.
You saw Grandpa? I saw Grandpa too, and he said everything's gonna be okay.
Fuck off!